Blog Talk Radio.
Unscripted. The network. So it's only right if I unscript it. Check me out. Let's fit your word, let's get it heard, cause we are down to hear what's clever. Bars are not real talk, you can rap about whatever. Now if you get tuned in to this unscripted network, some you lose, some you win, get it? Let's work. Now I ain't C. Hicks, and this my man Dota Don. We keep everything unscripted going into overtime. Now all we're finna do is interview dope artists. Whether you write hooks or write books, you're both authors. And on our podcast, nah, we won't laugh at you. You can spit some hot gas or read a paragraph or two. And if you spit hot flames, then tell us why we should listen. If you ain't spit no octane, then cause we could dish it out on more than a plate. Give us the B16, we'll turn it to the first 48. And we're never buying fraud, cause homie, we don't sell fake. I stand behind these bars and it's my cellmate. Yeah, this script is not prepared, this is unscripted. Wanna get your words heard, we'll say it or come spit it. 100 rounds a minute and I'm finished, not unlimited. Come up on a minute then, come and get unscripted, kid.
Yeah,
unscripted. The network. Now they're hearing two on accordance with the script written beforehand and prompt to. So,
yeah, what it is, folks. It's your boy C. Hicks, and I'm here with the homie straight from Louisville, KY, Dope Fresh to Don. And welcome to our show, Unscripted Network, where we are not scared of the real, and you could talk, rap, or read about whatever, however, whenever you want to. Oh, and bars must be included with the rap, because you ain't got no bars, you damn sure ain't got no business rapping. Real motherfucker talk. And with all that being said, let's go ahead and network, you dig? And you can find me and my outlandish ass thoughts on Facebook as Carl Hicks. That's Carl H-I-X. And I'm on Instagram as C-Hicks. That's C._H-I-X. And I'm on Twitter, but I ain't no tweeter. Now, the big homie right here, Dope Fresh to Don, you can check Dope Fresh out on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold. And that's sold with an S as in support. And that ain't just law. That's Black Law, Rebel Music. Yo, talk to him, though.
Yo, what's good with it, C. Hicks? What's good with it, Unscripted Network? What's good with it, world? Dope Fresh to Dime on the check-in, y'all know. Blessed to be alive, see another day, be able to do another show with y'all. So, with that being said, C. Hicks, let them know who our special guest of the evening is tonight.
I ain't know, once again, we about to go full circle. And, you know, hopefully we get the whole spin this time. Matter of fact, we about to get the whole spin because we got half of the spin last time. So now we're about to get the full spin. You dig? So we unscripted full spin again. Full spin, full again. That almost rhymed, you feel me? But anyway, man, let me go ahead and unscript the good brother, man. So full spin. Way around about with us. Good brother, full spin. Oh, you know what? Deidre.
Can you hear me?
Oh, my fault. I thought that was full spin. The full spin ain't called in yet.
Look, you unscripted, okay. Deidre. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's good with it, Deidre?
How you doing, Dove? You're the only one that I like today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, Deidre.
No, how you doing? How you doing, Carl?
Don't talk to me.
One of those kind of days, Carl.
Nah, you talk too much too much shit via Messenger. You think I ain't get your last message? And I'm telling you like this, man. I just messaged you my reply.
You gonna say what he gotta say,
no.
And then mute me. Oh Lord, here we go.
No, I ain't gotta mute you. I can say what I gotta say during this message joint until we, you know what I'm saying? You know, until we get into this killer, you know, though what the brother and album name is again?
Killer Instinct.
Oh, Killer Instinct. I'm about to say something real wrong, like Killer Elite. And Lord knows I wanna try and do that, you know, fuck the whole brother joint up. Yeah. Killer Instinct, you know what I'm saying? Instincts of a killer. You know what I mean? And see, me, I'm the type of dude, which I'm pretty sure he is too. He got a song titled Killer Instinct. And that's the joint I would want to hear first.
Right, right. But well, we waiting. We waiting on him. And until he gets on here, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, I ain't even going to put that out there. But
no,
y'all
let's
true.
Not put that out there.
Nah, but you know what, though? While we're waiting for him, what we can do, you know, we can give whoever listening or whoever may listen later, you know, a taste of what they will hear. You know what I mean? Because he got three songs up in here, TDF Life, Yikes. Yikes, sound, it sounds good. And Going Out, it sounds good. You know, Yikes. I mean, I'm kind of, like, anxious to hear that. You know what I mean? What do
well,
you think, though? You think
you
we're just...
Well, before we get to the music, you know, I just... Let's let the folks know what they can expect from us since we got Miss Deidre on the line, you know what I'm saying? And then shout-out to our other co-host, partner, Candy, you know what I'm saying? We about to have this unisex show popping off soon. So they are Simply Sexy, and me and C. Hicks are Unscripted. And we about to come together, you know what I'm saying? So y'all going to have to tune in today's show and tune into our show, and then we also going to have a show once a week where we do something together, you know what I'm saying, like real talk topics, you know. So y'all stay tuned for that.
Of course. You know, what does Unapologetically Sexy sound like to you, though, as the Come Together show with the capital U-N?
I like that. That's dope.
That was Deidre's idea, you know what I mean? So I got to bless her for that one. You know, I got to bless her. You know, when I see her, I got her. You know, I'm going to bless her real good. I'm going to let her have a seat, and she go ahead and just, you know, do her. I'm going to let her do her.
I'm going to let her do her because I'm just that type of girl.
Y'all are crazy, man. See, they be keeping it too unscripted, these two right here.
No, that is all Carl. I'm trying to behave. I try to behave. And then here comes Carl after World War talking crazy to me. Even when I tried to shut up, he talked crazy to me. I'm like, oh, my goodness. He ain't happy until I'm talking crazy back.
I don't talk crazy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I am crazy. I don't talk crazy. You know, I talk
so he let his real crazy. He let his true colors come out.
Oh my goodness. Did you hear what she said to me in the message though that I'm putting I shared to the goddamn
Oh my god. We are not talking about that. We're talking about our future show.
Right before I said that's her, Candace, that was you talking. You didn't think I was going to forward that to the group. You know what I'm saying? Talking about what you were doing, all that. You know what I'm saying?
I even listened to what you forwarded to the group. But we could go back and forth messages and talk about what you said to me when I was trying to be quiet. But that's not what tonight is about, Carl. You can say that for later.
Oh, Lord. Well, you know, we wait for the good brother Full Spin. You know, he must be hopefully he like 75% of a spin right now. He about to get up in here.
Full Spin, he just said he calling in right now. So let's get him cracking.
Okay. All right, soon as I see him pop up, we'll get him up in here. Mess the whole damn show up, messing with goddamn Deidre. You know what I'm saying? The first 15 minutes of the show, well, the first 5 minutes of the show, well, 10 minutes of the show was DZ talking that nasty shit. Like, well, not nasty, but, you know, that unscripted shit. You know what I mean? And we supposed to be interviewing somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, anybody that's listening live, they getting exclusive content of y'all two talking that shit. Because when I edit the show, I'm cutting all this shit out.
Thank you. Y'all on this man's
interview, C. Hicks talking about he gonna let you take a seat and let you do you. Man, they gonna be like, man, what are they talking about, man? When they hear this
right.
Episode, I'm cutting all this shit out.
Hold up.
Just please edit. I appreciate you for that.
Hey, listen. Let me do it like this. Let's go and do it like this. With all that being said, let's go ahead and network. You know what I'm saying? You can find me and my outlandish thoughts on Facebook as Carl Hicks. That's Carl H-I-X. And I'm on Instagram as C Hicks. That's C dot underscore H-I-X. And I'm on Twitter, but I ain't no tweeter. You dig? And a big homie right here, you can check Dope Fresh to Dawn out on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold. And that's sold with an S as in support. And that ain't just law, that's black law. Rebel music, dope. Talk to him, though.
Yo, what's good with it, C. Hicks? What's good with it, Unscripted Network? What's good with it, world? Dope Fresh to Nine on the check-in. Blessed to be alive to see another day, be able to do another show with y'all. So, you know, with that being said, C. Hicks, we got our, one of our new co-hosts, Miss Deidre. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, Deidre, go ahead and let them know before we bring our special guest in.
All right, well, hello, Unscripted. I'm Deirdre Lachey, the co-host of Simply Sexy, and I guess the tri-host on Unapologetically Sexy that will be coming soon. You guys can find me on Facebook at Deirdre Lachey. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and I am not on Twitter.
That's what's up. So with that being said, C. Hicks, who we got? Who we got stopping by Unscripted tonight? Who's the special guest?
All right, you know, this time, you know what I mean? We coming back, you know, with the full spin. You know what I mean? I believe I said on a post, you know, to the brother one day, you know, we got to get full span again. You know what I mean? So we're going to, you know, get another full spin. You know, hopefully we don't get dizzy like we were last time. I'm still a little bit dizzy. But anyway, let me go ahead and unscript the brother. Full spin. Do your thing. You unscripted, brother.
What's going on, Unscripted? What's going on? Glad to hear from y'all, man. I appreciate, you know, all the support and love y'all give, man. It's really appreciated and it's really humbling. So I appreciate it.
Man, we always appreciate you, man. We appreciate you coming back. You know what I'm saying? I think maybe two or three people that have had a second Unscription, you know what I'm saying? So we welcome you back, man. You be working, so it's only right that we had you back. You got a new album, new super dope album, might I say. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into all that, you know what I'm saying, the creative process and all that. But, you know, before, you know, even though you did this a little bit last time, briefly, though, you know, because we got new audience, new people, you know, that might not be familiar with you. Let them know a brief rundown of, like, you know, where you from and, you know, how long you've been doing what you do.
Well, I'm from Jackson, Michigan, but moved at a very young age to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where most of my family live at currently, you know, a little bit everywhere, but a lot in Milwaukee. And then from there, ended up moving to Green Bay to kind of start over, start fresh for myself. But other than that, as far as that, musically, I started out just with a lot of my mentors, you know, teaching me how to write, sitting around and watching them write, build up a lyrical ability. And it intrigued me. It didn't intrigue me as heavily as it did until later on in life, but it intrigued me. as I got older. I wrote a little bit more, learned how to hone my craft, and lo and behold, here I am. We know album number three, working on, well, almost done with album number four. So a lot of that news will be breaking in the coming months. I still got a few more videos left to surprise y'all with the Killer Instinct. I hope y'all enjoy them. I hope y'all enjoyed the one so far. And I hope y'all enjoying the ride. There's still some more left. So I'm glad, you know, my fans are enjoying it. And I just want to keep growing lyrically, mentally, and as a leader of my brand. So I appreciate it again, man. I appreciate, you know, all the support. And you know, I tell y'all that all the time, man. I'm a big fan of you know, don't already know what time it is. Black Law Rebel Music. You know, I'm a fan of music itself as much as people are a fan of me. So I like to reciprocate all of that love back, sure.
Most definitely, bro. Definitely appreciate you, man. And, hey, my man C. Hicks got his first project coming real soon. We ain't going to put no date on it, but I'm going to say by fall, you know, definitely. My man C. Hicks, man, he got something to say, man. I didn't hear a majority of his tape, so that Hicks tape is coming, man. Okay. I'm pretty sure you'll be a fan of his music, too, man, once you hear it. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. I told him the first time we were talking about Season Veteran when he was doing a little freestyling. I told him then, yeah, I'm gonna be tuning in when yours drop. So just know I'm gonna be supporting that when that drops. Ain't no question.
Hey, you know something, man? I ain't even gonna make this all about me, man. But though, man, I appreciate that, man. That just gave me some more motivation, man. And Full Spin, man, you gonna make me copy your name for a little bit, man. I might have to be like 75% of that spin, man. Like real talk, man. That's like motivation, like for real, though. That's like motivation, man. I appreciate that, man. Both of y'all, man.
For real.
You know, and
for real, man.
I just want to say, yeah, I just want to see Deidre, man. There's no need to be quiet. I ain't got you scripted yet, but ain't no need to be quiet. You want to holler at the brother, holler at the brother. Get some of that, you know, some of that triple sexy out there.
I heard you introduce yourself, so, you know, go ahead and don't need to ask no questions, you know, if they come up. That's what I'm here for. Anything you need to know in order to be able to follow me and know who I am, I'm here.
I actually do have a question. So you said that you were sharpening your craft. So as a rapper, how do you sharpen your craft?
As a rapper, that's a good question. As an artist,
how do you say
whether... Say again?
I'm sorry, I thought you didn't hear me. I'm sorry. No, I thought you didn't hear me. I'm sorry.
Okay, as any type of artist, whether it's R&B, whether it's rap, you know, whatever it is, trap music, any artist, if that's not a part of your craft, to me, you shouldn't be doing it. If I might quote Eminem, anytime you're not doing what it takes as a full artist, you might as well retire because you're only doing it, you know, for selfish reasons. You should really be doing it for the love. So, because your fans will feel that. You know, the real fans, they'll know what's going on. They'll be able to sense that. So they'll be able to tell and hone in on the love that you have for your craft by how you're expressing to them. So by that, I will answer that question by saying, me honing my craft would be just growing lyrically. My mentors taught me that if from album 1 to 2, 3, 4, and 5, it sounds the same, it can sound like you, but if it sounds the same organically, then you're not changing, and it's just the same old thing. So if you're not changing, if you're not challenging yourself per se, like if you're beat searching and you always tend to find one style of beat, or whatever the thing is, if one beat sound like the next, it means you're not honing your craft, you're not challenging yourself. This game is about challenge. So I like to challenge myself. And if you listen to a lot of my lyrics and a lot of my music, the beats are, they all over the place, but you can definitely tell that I fit all of those beats by the way that I write to them, by the way that I deliver on them, and I'm different, but I'm also still giving you me at the same time. So that's what I would say, you know, the biggest thing as far as honing your craft.
Oh, hey,
most definitely.
That's like facts, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Facts. Definitely. And I can say, let me tell you this, man, from one artist to another, that, you know, we got a lot of mutual acquaintances and we've been rocking with each other for a few years now. I could say, man, from the Writings on the Wall album, you know, to the Seasoned Veteran, to this album, Killer Instinct, which y'all can stream or buy all of those albums I just named everywhere music is sold or streamed. I could definitely see what you mean in the growth, and I always got to commend you on, you know, you're a risk taker with music. So I appreciate that because, like you said, a lot of times, man, you find a lot of us do stuff well, and that's you're so good at that, you kind of want to just stay in your comfort zone because it's not challenging. Like you said, what you just said about the beat selection and different stuff like that. Like with you, especially with this new album, man, I could tell, like, it was like in my opinion, I don't know how to word it the right way, but it sounds like the best way I could say it's like a big album. Like, it doesn't sound real underground. It sounds like you was, like, it's like the sound is full, like big. I don't know if that's making sense, you know what I'm saying? But it's like
I appreciate that too, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, when I listened to it, I said, this is like, dude, man, he didn't, like you said, you didn't just stay, you know, like, do the norm. Like, to me, you took a lot of risk on this album. Y'all gonna hear C. Hicks and DJ. We gonna hear three of the records, and y'all hear what I'm talking about. Like, you got some club bangers. You know, you got a little bit of everything on this album. And not to say that you didn't on the last two albums, but this one, it just sounds like, even like with your hooks, some of your hooks, like the Yikes, when we listen to that Yikes, like, that don't sound like something you would have did on Seasoned Veteran. You know what I'm saying? The Writing's on the Wall. Like, it sounds like you're getting more, you know, you more experimental, should I say. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Because every album, man, I'm always going back to the previous album. Like, this next album, you know, which like I said, I'll give y'all a sneak peek of that title later on. But this next album is, you know, I have seven albums already prepared. The titles are already ready. The songs, the beats are already, you know, prepared. What I like to do is, like, say I'm going to put, me and my publisher will sit down and say, okay, well, how many do you want to put on this album? And based on what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to get across on each album, it could be different. It could be 16, it could be 17, it could be 13, it could be 14. It just depends. And a lot of people are asking, you know, blessed with the guy that I was blessed with people that respect me enough to even ask my opinion on certain things. Because they feel like I know the game more than a lot of people, which, like I said, I appreciate that. I'm just a student of the game, just as much as the next person. But with that being said, like, from album to album, I'm always listening to the last album and saying, okay, if I find myself in a pocket where I feel like I'm doing something the same somewhere at the last album, I'll rip that track right out from underneath the carpet, you know, and my production team would be like, no, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? No, that's cold. And I'll sit back and tell them, like, listen to this song. Does this not sound like that? Okay, so we need to take that out. Then we're going to rewrite that later. We're going to get to a point where we'll do that same track. We'll just write it differently. Nobody will know except us. Fans won't know. You know what I'm saying? So we'll just pull that. We'll do something different to it, and we'll elevate it. You know, we'll elevate the track. We'll add something to it, still make it us. And, you know, and that's how I continue to grow. Is we continue to pull beats and pull tracks. Man, I looked at me and my publisher was looking, and there is, y'all would not believe the amount of tracks y'all have heard that you will hear this year, because there's still the Grown Folks Only compilation, which is the one everybody's waiting on, because that's like a a grown folks, a grown and sexy album. That's for my grown and sexy, whether you old, whether you middle aged, you know, the R&B is winning right now. You know, that's why a lot of the singing hooks is going on, whether they trap records or somebody's singing on them. That's the move right now. That's what everybody's going to. So, you know, we're going to try to sauce it up a little bit and do something different because, you know, there's a lot of trap and people hear a lot of different street records. So what we're going to try to do is bridge the gap and bring that together. But just like with that album, there's almost 900 records in my archive right now that's done that nobody have heard yet.
Wow. Wow.
I continue to go back to the drawing board and create a whole new song. I don't even touch the 850 to 900 song. I continue to write new songs. And there's artists that know me that know I have that many songs. They're like, man, won't you? What happened to this song or this song or this song? Why you ain't dropped this yet? And I'll be like, man, you know, it's a feeling for me. I'm a timing person. That's the one thing I learned in the game is timing. Everything is about timing. If you hit people with that timing, the only person that's going to know you hit them with that timing is you. If your fans really support you and follow you, they'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying? They really following you, and I have those type of fans, which, like I said, I'm grateful for. Like, for even to have Donna Dine fans, it's big for me. You know what I mean? Because I'm more of a bigger fan to him than he is me. You know what I mean? Because all of his albums I can respect. This is one of the only men that made me go all the way back in his first track record to now and go back and actually want to listen to the music. Not just skim, but we talking about listen to the entire album. So, you know, there's not many people that can make me do that, and that's just me being honest. I'm a student of music, and I'm hard. I'm not a yes man. And so me being a leader, I can't be a fan of Doe and hear a song and not like it, but then tell Doe, yeah, that was hot, bro. Me knowing it's not hot. Eventually, Doe is going to find out that I don't like that song. You see what I'm saying? He's going to be able to tell. He's really paying. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of songs that I rock with tough with Doe. There's a lot of songs that ain't as tough as others, but I still rock with them. You see what I'm saying? Because I know what he was trying to portray. I'm understanding the storyline. You see what I'm saying? So there's always like that in every album, in every person's album. And I wouldn't expect Doe to like all my songs. That wouldn't be 100. You know what I'm saying? So if Doe came in and was like, man, all of your songs, like a 10. You know what I'm saying? I would have to stand, Doe, come on now, be real with me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's wrong.
Like you said, that's fake, man. That would be fake. And they're not even your favorite rapper. Like whoever, I don't care if it's Tupac, Jay-Z, Eminem, Scarface, Biggie, whoever, they all they songs ain't tens. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody that damn good. Hey, even Jordan and LeBron and all them, they have off nights. You know what I'm saying? They don't score 30 or 40 points every night.
Hold up. I got to say this for a second. I'm sorry. One thing we ain't going to do unscripted, we are not going to disrespect Mr. Jordan like that. Not Michael Jordan, but Brad Jordan. We ain't going to disrespect Scarface. All his goddamn songs are 10. Don't you ever disrespect Face like that. God damn it.
And you know what? C. Hicks, if Scarface heard you, he'd be like, come on, my nigga, you tripping.
And see, hey, I'm a Scarface fan, man. I'm a big Scarface fan as well. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to a lot of Scarface. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, so
I know what you're saying, brother.
Hey, so basically, you in agreement with me if I go ahead and mute Doe for like 10 minutes, right? I should go ahead and just mute Doe.
Hey, I got the computer up. I got the computer where I'm at, too. I unmute myself. You can't do me like you do everybody else, nigga. Shit.
Oh, shit.
I'll mute your ass.
That's almost like self-hate. Anyway, though, Full Spin, man, we asked you before, what your top five favorite artists were, you know what I'm saying? Since you talking about, more crafty with your lyricism and all that. who would be your top five producers or engineers? You know what I mean? Who would be them? You know, let's get into it. If you have a top five.
I like that question too. That's nice. That's nice. That's a nice question. You got me off guard with that one. I like that. That one came out of nowhere.
Blame.
I like being put on the spot, man. Listen, I get to show my veteranism. Listen, let me freestyle it.
Yeah, okay,
that all. Listen. So,
okay,
so
that's right.
You said my top five engineers. You said my top five engineers, right?
Let's get it.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So, My top five engineers is going to be, definitely going to be Dr. Dre. It's going to be Timberland. It's definitely going to be Manny Fresh.
All right.
And I'm going to throw some locals. I'm going to throw some locals in there that won't nobody probably know about. One of the producers I've been watching for a while is, and y'all going to trip when I say it, but I've been listening to a lot of his stuff, man, and I can respect the work, is Let That Boy Cook. People not understanding, man, that I've listened to a lot of his record, and what I'm listening for is substance and various substance, not just one lane. You know what I mean? Like, not just trap. Can he do 2, 3, 4 of these? Or can they be hits? And I'm listening, and I'm like, wow, okay. I like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that. Like, I got to throw him in my top five. Like, I got to. So, because you still got to have them up-and-comers that learn from the masters that I just named. You see what I'm saying? That was students of them that, you know what I'm saying? So, I would say Let That Boy Cook. And then my last one, I would have to say one of my producers. If y'all ain't never heard of him, a shot with him, look him up, man. The man is nice. He got some versatility. He has one of the records on my album, The Party, 101 Exclusive. He got some records on his next album as well. So I would definitely say Dr. Dre, Timberland, Manny Fresh, Let That Boy Cook, and 101 Exclusive. For me,
man,
right
hey, that's a dope top five, man. And man, we appreciate, you know, you at the right place to name the unknown or the, you know, upcoming, like Let That Boy Cook and 101 Exclusive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what a seasoned veteran and a leader does. You know what I'm saying? This dude just shed light on his interview to two upcoming producers that a lot of people may have not heard of, and I can co-sign Let That Boy Cook myself, man. I didn't, you know, shop with him. He didn't produce. He actually got a few records on every record I ever put out, and the dude is like Full Spin said, he's definitely, he's versatile, man. Dude could do trap. He could do R&B. He could do boom bap, soul. He could do it all. Like, dude, whatever you need, he can do. So, man, that's what's up.
I've been listening to him for a little while now, man, and I've like, he didn't earn respect for me. Like, I don't think he know that, but he didn't earn a lot of respect for me, man. There's a lot of artists that I know, even other than yourself, that got some Let That Boy Cook records. Like, I'm like, wow, okay, he got tracks all over the place. So that to me said a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? That speaks volume. You don't have to say a word. His tracks are speaking for themselves. You know what I mean? So that's what you need. So he got the utmost respect for me, man. So definitely, again, like I said, Dr. Dre, Manny Fresh, Timbaland.
Timbo.
Let That Boy Cook.
Yep.
And 101 Exclusive.
Man, that's a dope top five, man. Shit, can't argue with that top five at all. All of them cats. It's hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you're talking about revolutionizing the game, man, them cats, a beat machine or a laptop or whatever they use and put them in the corner, it's over with.
They got them beats. They got them beats that make you go, yikes. So, hey, you know,
yeah.
let's Let's get into that record, man. Tell us a little bit about that record before we play it, man, because that record is crazy, man. Like, that's a perfect name for it, because it's a crazy record, man. Tell us how that came about.
Why would you set me up like that? Listen, man, you're supposed to be my brother, so why would you do me, set me up like that? I love you, brother. Why would you do me like that? No, but with the Yikes record, man, with the Yikes record, quite honestly, the Yikes record is for the artist themselves. If you're an artist, whether you R&B, whether you're a beat maker, if you're in this industry, Yikes wasn't created. Yikes was a letter from me to you. It was a feeling. You know what I mean? It was a feeling of, I'm an artist, but I got to deal with the gossip, the snakes, the friends that stab me in the back for money, or the family, or whatever it is. Yikes is that record to the artist that should make you feel good. It's Yikes is that word that you go to when all those things is going on. You just step back and go, yikes, like for real? Like, really? Yikes is almost like saying, really? Like, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, like saying yikes is almost the same thing as saying I'm still going to win. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of what you can say to me, how you can treat me, don't support me, whatever, I'm still going to win. So that's what Yikes is about. That's why in the hook, Yikes was saying, turn my music up. You know what I'm saying? Like, turn my mic up. All that outside noise, don't even matter. Turn my mic up. I'm going to get back to what I love. You know what I'm saying? So that's where Yikes was born from. It was born for the artist himself. So if you're an artist, man, this record's for you.
Man, that's what's up, man. With that, you know, let's get into this record, man. Full Spin featuring Kane Wayne. Yikes.
Full Spin, nigga. Never know if I say things, you know what I'm saying? Ha!
Wanna poke the bear, should just let me hibernate. Stop to wake him up. Hey. Dilate, don't wanna see us make it. We gon' make it anyway. It is not my birthday, we want the entire cake. It's rush hour, better break fast. Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker, as we get to the cash. Mommy love to dress it up for me. Told her I'm a boss and an artist upcoming. We about to work it out, really got it twerking out. Turn my music up, ain't no reason to turn it down. Throw out all your worries, drinks. Yeah, we about to live life like we don't really care. You can go with all that talk, little buddy. Swerve out here bugging like mosquitoes, getting on my nerves. You can go with all that talk, little buddy. Swerve out here bugging like mosquitoes, getting on my nerves. Everybody out here screaming out, yikes. They just love to talk, we be living our life. Hit the ignore button, they'll be alright. Please, Mr. Engineer, turn up my mic. Everybody out here screaming, they just love to talk, we be living our life. Hit the ignore button, they'll be alright. Please, Mr. Engineer, turn up my mic. Turn up my mic. Everybody out here screaming out.
That work, that why me working. I'm a boss from a working. Kill that shit, and yeah, that's murder. Aftermath, reverse it. Give it to them, even if they don't deserve it. I shoot you if you're squirming, and I ain't even nervous. It was only a dollar. Said the point is why it's worth it. Knock your sense out because you're worthless. You murk your parents for birthing you. Urgency is emergency. Every day is a purge of me. Kill a cattle nigga, talk a beef. Intersection in the middle of the street. Yeah, send a heat boy, you think it's sweet. Fuck a bum bitch, I'd rather be my meat. This noise greatness when you think of me. And third way, I'm the king. North Star, watch me blink. Hook the bitch, record a watch me sing. School battery ink. Let's don't fight it, don't blink. Booyaka, that Wayne boy king. Killing everything in my path, ain't gon' explain one thing. I'm grown man in heaven, I got my name, hold wait. Silence on a burner, I don't plead, no speak. Yikes!
We back, Unscripted Network, Dope Fresh to Dine, C. Hicks, DJ Lachey. We got our special guest tonight, Full Spin, and that was his record, Yikes, featuring Kane Wayne. Hey, man, that record, like, hey, that's a perfect example. You know, what we was talking about earlier, you know, about being creative, being different. Like, that record, not only is it dope, but it don't sound like nothing else that's out there. So for me as an artist, you know what I'm saying, like, that you get extra points for that. Because and I feel like that with all your music. Like, for the most part, I don't never hear a Full Spin record where I'll be like, yeah, that's dope, but it sound real, you know, ish, you know, it sound like that. Another artist, you know, that's hot at the time, because a lot of artists tend to do that, man. They tend to, I guess, feel pressure, you know, whatever's popping at the moment. They try to mimic other records, you know what I'm saying, that's already out. And I feel like, man, that, you know, that got its own flavor, bro. So most definitely, man, salute to you.
Now you understand what I say when every record, you know, every album, that's my mind frame. I don't want to sound like nobody else. I don't want somebody to say, man, you sound like Future. That record sound like this. I want it to be my sound. You know what I mean? Regardless of what I'm doing, if I'm listening to it and it don't sound like me, regardless of how hot it is, it's not coming out. You know what I mean? So it's got to sound like me. It's got to have my sound. And every artist that work on a record with me, they all know that about me and they respect that about me, so they all want to do a record with me. It's like, man, I love that about you, bro. Like, I put dude on the record before I put anybody else on the record, because he's going to want to try to sound like T-Pain. He going to want to sound like dude. It's T-Pain already. We don't need one of them. Like, that's the difference in artistry. And that's why a lot of people are saying, man, don't nobody want to work with me. They hate me. No, it's just you got to get your own sound. You sound like somebody that's out already. You know what I mean? That's why you, like, I don't want to sound bad to somebody, but I be wanting to be real, because this is what the industry going to tell them. When they get to a certain point, you know, once you get past your friends and your friends gassing you and saying, oh, yeah, that's cool, you should be signed. That's what they're supposed to tell you. Sound bad, that's what they're supposed to tell you. You know what I mean? I'm just being real. But once you get to a level of people in that line you get to when you come to me, then the realness going to come out. And I'm going to tell you, well, who told you that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who told you that? No. Like, that's, like, I'm being real. That's what I'm going to tell you. There's so many artists that are came to me and asked me, because that's how I treat the music. They don't want to just be told, yeah, such and such and such. Yeah, it's cold. They still have a feeling in their stomach like, okay, I think that person's just telling me that because they think I'm going to be mad at them. No, I mean, you got to give it to them real. You know what I mean? Because that's what it's going to take. Because once you get to a point where you get one of them serious managers that's really looking for artists, they're going to give you that heartbreak knowledge that you really needed, that somebody should have really gave you before you got to that
one. Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
man.
They're going to tell you, that record trash. Who told you that record was hot? Who told you that? That's trash. Who told you that? Like, that's what they're going to tell you. You know what I mean? So now it's back to the drawing board where you should have started from in the first place. See what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's what we got to get back to. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think the OGs be trying to tell us, like the T.I.s, the Gucci's, and all these cats be trying to tell people, like, listen, man, stop letting your friends gas you up. Like, stop listening to your friends that you know is just telling you what you want to hear. Like, tell me something real. Like, is this a record that, like, I can play on the radio right now? Like, what would people say to me? And that's why I said my post the other day was, there's a difference between listening to music and having a musical ear. Because people can listen
that's
to
true.
Music all they like and have plenty bangers and everybody agree with them. There's the difference when you sit behind an executive desk making an executive decision on music. Those same people can't make that type of musical decision sitting behind a desk where your decision is going to depend on your kids or your significant other or yourself eating or having to pay that light bill or having to get some gas for the car or put some food on the table. There's a big difference. So that's why I tell people all the time, there's a big difference between listening to music and having a musical ear. Musical ear is a gift. Everybody don't have it.
Right.
There's 100 people living on earth. 100 people couldn't come to me and say, I got a musical ear. That's a lie. You probably listen to music. I can even ask you to listen to some music, but you couldn't tell me if that song right there, fresh off the pot, fresh off the off the engineer's computer, is that going to be on the radio? Can that make it to the radio? There's a difference. You see what I'm saying? You can say, yeah.
Very true.
Make it. See what I'm saying? There's a big difference.
That's true.
So, and that, you know, that's what makes a Diddy separate from another cat that's just local or whatever the case is. There's a big difference. So, you know, and that's why I try to set myself apart, man, and be the biggest critiquer of myself. Because there's a lot of hits that I'm quote-unquote claimed to have in my archive. I don't feel are hits. Like, I don't think they, you know, I don't think they will bubble like I would want them to bubble. But then again, here in the future, you know, everybody's going to find out. There's going to be, in the next year and a half, I give you this hint, in the next year and a half, you're going to probably hear close to 200 songs from me. Because
that's
they
what's
ready.
Up.
You know, you probably hear 200 out of 800. You know what I mean? Some of them is just going to be giveaways here, just for my fan base off the love, you know, just to listen to. And they're going to be hot. You know what I mean? But like I said, you know, that's kind of the mantra that I have, man. It's kind of my time to just give back to hip-hop. You know what I mean? Because everybody want to be the same. Everybody want to, you know, like I think Doe said it before, everybody want to gain money off the music. Where's the people that just want to do it for the love? And if you just happen to gain finances from it, cool, that's a blessing. But low-key, I just want to do it because my fans like music. You know what I'm saying? If you purchase it, cool. But if you listen to it, I'm even more grateful. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to get to.
Hey, like you know, we had Cocaine, OG Cocaine, West Coast legend on here last week, I believe, either last week or the week before, and he said content is king. So, you know, with you got having all those songs in the archives and you slowly, you know, putting them out, like you said, in different ways for free, you know what I'm saying, for sale, all that, you know, you always got fresh content out there, man, then that's going to keep you bubbling. You know, in 2019, that's just kind of how it is. Like, you know, so much music comes out. I think I seen something that said 40,000 songs are uploaded to Spotify daily, 40,000. So it's just so much music coming out in abundance. It's like you got to, no matter how good your music is, you can't just, this ain't the 90s where you could put an album out once every 2 years and be good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to keep it coming. People, they want to be fed. And to go off what you said, what you just said, like, this is what I'm going to say. I always feel like, you know, I see people, and even myself, I made a post recently about this, you know, about how a lot of us don't get the support from our family, our close friends, and, you know, and not, that's not all our family and close friends, because we definitely got family and close friends that do support us, but I'm just saying, I see a lot of artists complain, but at the same time, you know, what you were saying, a stranger, in my opinion, I value a stranger's opinion a little more than I do the people that's close to me. Now people that's like super close to certified, where I know they gonna, you know, tell me what I need to hear, right or wrong, them people, of course, I'm gonna value their opinion the most. But like you said, you got a lot of people that's just, they don't want to get on your bad side, they want to be cool with you or whatever, so they just gonna say, yeah, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So them people, I don't really value their opinion. A stranger, though, has no biasness. They don't know you. So they have no reason to gas you up, and they have no reason to shoot you down for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like a person that knows you, they might gas you up because, you know, you they peoples, or because they know you and you doing your thing, they might hate on you. They might say, oh, yeah, man, that nigga full spin. Like, yeah, I knew that nigga. I went to high school with that nigga ain't shit. They just hating because, you know, at the experience, you might have, you know, excuse my language, but you might have fucked one of their girls in the past or something. You know what I'm saying? So they going to hate on you. You know what I'm saying? Or it might be the other way around. It'd be somebody.
Keep away with him, though. Hey, that's kind of cool. You ain't got to pardon my language. We're off the book. We gotta do that. Maybe that's how you do it. Yes, sir.
That's real talk. Or they might gas you because, like I said, they just super cool with you. They known you their whole lives, and they like, oh, yeah, it's my nigga. I'm supporting whatever he do. And it's like, it's a difference between supporting whatever somebody do, which I'm always supporting my people. But at the same time, y'all know, like, if Real or Supreme, anybody on Black Law, even you, Full Spin, I see Hicks. You don't even got to be Black Law. Just my peoples. Y'all my peoples, too. If y'all came to me, like, hey, check this song out, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. I'm going to say, yeah, bro, like, you know, I ain't going to never shit on my peoples. I ain't going to never just say, man, that shit's complete trash, my nigga. You know, I ain't going to be disrespectful. But I'll let a nigga know, like, hey, man, you can come better than this, bro. This ain't right. You feel me?
Can I get a slide of word of Edgewise?
Go ahead.
I don't want nothing left. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want from you. That's the 100. Bad or good, that's what I want. That's what I expect. Anything less is not doted down. You hear me?
Right. Hey, that's real shit.
I just want to slide this to Edgewise. You know what I'm saying? Deidre, if you still listening, if you would ever do a show with Doe, just know he's going to hog the whole interview. You ain't going to get a word in, you know. You ain't going to let you say nothing.
I think you hate, Carl. I think you hate. I think
hold
you
hate. Hold up.
She hating. Oh, I mean, not she hating. He hating. You right, DJ. Hey, and look, if me and Deidre is on the show, I'm gonna let Deidre do her thing. But you, I don't fuck with you like that, nigga. So I'm talking over your
ass.
My goodness.
He just hogged the whole interview. We got two more songs to go. Another host, and we only got 35 more minutes. We god dang, he just hogged the whole interview. God damn. Oh my goodness. We're just, I don't want to slow your road though. I don't want to slow.
Y'all know
what
time it is.
I want to slow your road, though. So, I mean, before the interview, before you hog the whole interview, you mind if we get to, like, another song at least?
Hey, y'all should have known. Hey, me and Full Spin, we rock, man. We rock with each other. So that's my bad. If I'm talking a little too much. But, hey, he's saying some real shit.
We can
I just have to elaborate on it.
Yeah. I know. If I wouldn't have stopped you, y'all would have went all day. You know what I'm saying? That's why I had to stop you, because I knew where this was headed. This was headed into tomorrow.
Hey, for real. Hey, for real, Hicks. No lie. We cut him. We cut him.
I know.
You know how many subjects me and Doe can touch on in that conversation?
I can see it. I felt it. I'm looking at the clock just go round and round. I'm like, oh, my God. There you go, hogging the whole interview. Now, he don't just hog up your, and all the rappers. He hog up every goddamn interview. I probably get to ask, like, one question, let alone say, like, two things, and he gonna do. Like, goddamn, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He on your heels, though. Hicks is on your heels, though. He on your heels.
I guess it's my bad that I was going in a little too much, and now I'm about to be going out because I'm going to mute myself. But before I do that, Full Spin, let them know about the record, man, going out before we get into that record featuring Millie. How did that come about?
Oh, man. Going Out was the last record I did on the album. Well, that's the irony of the title. And behind the mindset of Killer Instinct, the album came about, the title came about because Killer Instinct is a mindset. Killer Instinct is a mindset in the middle of any mindset. So regardless of what you're going through, Killer Instinct is that, it's an instinct, it's a mindset. So whatever you're going through, no matter whatever it is, could bring you a snap of a finger to a Killer Instinct. Not necessarily physically, but mentally. You see what I'm saying? Whether it's with a pen, whether it's with a knife, whether it's with a gun, whether it's with whatever it is, you can grab a killer instinct at any point in time. So that's why the cover was me sitting in a chair, just my mind in the air like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, where's my mind at right now? You see what I'm saying? We all go through that. So the album takes you through those feelings. You know what I'm saying? It takes you through a whole lot of process of emotion in the album. There's some happies, there's some ups, there's some downs, there's some, you know, there's some happy times in the midst of the sad, which going out is that type of record. Going out is, okay, if God told me I'm going to call you home tomorrow, and I'm the only one that know that, don't nobody else know that, how would I approach that? So if you listen to that record, it says on the record, okay, if I'm going home, then let's have a good time. I don't want y'all to sulk in it. I don't want you to feel sad. Let's go out. Let's pop some bottles. Let's have a good time. I don't want you to cry. Let's have a good time. If I'm going out, I want to go out in style. So going out is that kind of record. I wanted everybody to feel like if you go out, it's nothing sad about it. There's something that you left here that's going to make everybody remember you in a positive light. So going out is that kind of record. It's an inspirational record. So me and Millie got together. I wrote the chorus out for her, and, you know, we practiced it in the monotone that I needed it in and how I heard it in my vision, and it was a hit. So this right here is Going Out featuring Millie. Let's get to it.
If we going out in style, that means it's on us. Suicide the track, that means doors up. We got lots to accomplish in a short amount of time. Been paying on my dues, so I'm here to take mine. That mean doors up.
They
we got lots to accomplish in a short amount of time. Been paying on my dues, so I'm here to take mine.
21 gun salute.
Now we gon' party for 'em. No way, they died in vain.
Hey.
How my blood runs.
Hey. No way.
Popping pills all night.
Pop.
Drink away your sorrow.
Sorrow.
Think about the pain that's gon' cause you tomorrow.
Hey.
Bet money.
Money.
You can see the bottom of the bottle. Half full or half empty. That's just half of the problem.
Half of
that
the
was
problem.
My life. Took a bite of that Klondike. All my family wants is for me to be in that spotlight. Took out in that van. A little of my own money. Something you can't take besides my confidence. I'm running with it. Let me get that bag. Yes, I got it secure. Check. Me and young Millie will count.
Yep,
before death. Watch him carry the coffin. Doing it too often. All kind of family gone. Father time done off them. Going out in style before they put me in that ground. Doing what I want, pretending no one's around.
Hey, let me party and grieve. Yo, let me party and grieve. So, hands and knees, please. Moment of silence. Right before the party begins, let's celebrate.
If we going out in style, that means it's on us. Suicide the track, that means doors up. We got lots to accomplish in a short amount of time.
been paying all my dues, so I'm here to take mine.
Unscripted Network, Dope Fresh to Dine, C. Hicks, Miss Deidre Lachey, and we got our special guest, Full Spin. That was his record, Going Out, featuring Millie. And that's on the Killer Instinct album. Y'all can get that anywhere digital music is sold. Full Spin, Killer Instinct. Definitely check them out.
Yeah. That joint was heavy, man. That joint was heavy, man. For real, I like that joint. And one thing I can say about, you know, the two songs that we heard, man, it's like, you know, Doe Know That, you know what I'm saying, on this Blog Talk joint, you know, not the playback, but hearing the music live, it don't come through as clear. But them joints done been clear, man. Like, it was like I was rocking in the car. And I must say that I'm surprised that Doe mentioned my name when he said it, we back, because we ain't been on the show. Doe just been hogging at the whole goddamn interview. I'm surprised. I am surprised, man. Now I feel I'm probably goddamn unscripted again. Wow. Thank you, though.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Hey, I will say I agree with C. Hicks, man. I wanted to say that earlier, but like you said, when I was commending you on, like, your growth, like, even the engineering on this album. Not saying that your other albums were badly engineered, but I feel like you just took everything up a notch. And like C. Hicks said, like, a lot of times, man, when we play the music on the podcast over the phone, you can't hear the records that good. They sound real staticky. But when the song's mixed, like, super good, you can hear it, man. You can hear them joints good. And even when I listen to the album, you know, to myself, I'm like, damn, man, a lot of these records, man, they mix good. And also that Yikes video, like, I feel like that's, like, that might be, in my opinion, your best video. Like, visually, it looks good. You know what I'm saying? It's real, real crisp. So, you on all aspects, man, you taking it up.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make you a promise, brother. You know, I don't do this, but this is what I'm going to tell you. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. I'm going to say it like that. I'm going to say it like that because I'm going to say this. These next two videos, brother, listen to what I'm telling you. If you think, like, every record is chosen in an order for a reason. Before I put an album out, I already know in what order what video is coming. So, and it's for a reason. It's built that way for a reason. So, from Warn Me, everybody told me, man, bro, Warn Me is that, like, I don't know what you gonna do after Warn Me, but whatever that record is, It got to be me knowing Yikes was coming next and what I was doing, vision-wise, I was like, don't worry about it, I got y'all. So when Yikes came out, I introduced a lot of new things that's a part of the company. So every time I do a video, something is getting introduced in a certain type of way. So, like, with the next video, TDF Life, which I just dropped the official single today, just the single itself, I just dropped it today on YouTube, and I'm getting a lot of good feedback so far on that since I dropped it at 5. But TDF Life is the next video. Everybody keeps saying, well, what is TDF? TDF is my corporation because I own the label and I own the corporation. The corporation is comprised of three different labels, a model agency, promotion team. Like, the promotion team is so big, and we're talking about worldwide. We're not just talking about in a certain city. We're talking about the United States and overseas. That's how big the Dynasty Family Corporation is. There's models in Spain, Europe. Anytime anybody needs to utilize any one of those people for promotion, to wear your gear, whatever the case is, all you got to do is just hit me up and let me know. I'll talk to the models or whoever it is. They'll be happy to help promote you and wear your stuff either on any of their media sites. You know, they all got thousands of followers. You know, we all say we all know in any sport, whether it's music, whether it's whatever it is, you need the promotion. The promotion is the biggest part of your brand.
Right.
You can't promote, nobody's going to know it. Nobody's going to know it exists. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that's coming. So, like, TDS Life, man, if y'all think Warm Heat and Yikes was, just wait till you see TDS Life, man. There's some stuff in TDS Life you're going to be like, dude, this dude, like, every time we see a video, he on another level. And that's where my brain is at. I try to think three steps ahead every time. So when you see this TDF Life video, even the song itself, I appreciate the feedback on it. TDF Life is the dynasty family, and that's the corporation part of me that I built. So I built it from the ground up. So, you know, and just from there, you know, labels asked to be a part, and they, of course, they had to go through a screening process and, you know, to make sure they were you know, worthy to be affiliated, because there, it's a whole movement. So you can't step on a toe. Naturally, like, you keep your own brand, but now you're a brand. It's kind of like Def Jam. Def Jam has a lot of trees to it. It has Disturbing the Peace. It has all these subsidiary labels, but they all are part of Def Jam. So, like, the Dynasty family is that. The difference is it's independent. It's not like Full State Entertainment wants a percentage of this. No, I don't. You're a part of the organization. You keep all proceeds to whatever you're doing. You just get to claim a bigger faction and bring someone into the bigger faction. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the part of the Dynasty family that intrigues people, that makes them, you know, come here. So, and that I'm appreciative of. But that's what TDF Life stands for. So if anybody, you know, once you see TDF, if you ever see it, that's what it stands for, the Dynasty family.
With that being said, man,
I was gonna wait
to play that joint, man. But man, you didn't, since you didn't gave the breakdown, man. I feel like it's only right we go back to back, man. Let's go ahead and get into this
record. Only right,
and then we got a caller that wanna holler at you when we get back. But yeah, man, let's get into this record. Go ahead and set it off for us, man.
Okay, this record right here, man, is the next single off the album, man. I appreciate all the love this album is getting, man. The streams is off the chart. This song right here in particular is one of the fan favorites. This right here is TDF Life featuring my man, 014G. Let's get it.
Y'all know what it is. Yeah, it just feels so good, you know. Feels so good.
Yeah.
Dynasty,
let's go.
What?
Welcome to the life.
This is TDF.
TDF.
One left. Popping bottles of that Bel Air.
Of that Bel Air.
So much, got a cramp in your right hand.
Right hand.
Switch to the left. Cross over, yeah.
Right there.
Right there.
In here, acting lame. Then you out of place.
You out of place.
12 bullets over. Got the wrong face.
Wrong face.
Happy New Year, baby. Welcome to 19.
To 19.
I know it's sounding like a movie. Don't you make a scene.
Don't you make a scene.
Don't you make a move.
Make
then
a
you
move.
Go psycho.
Psycho.
Take them with me. With me.
Everywhere that I go.
That I go.
New beginning means I'm coming to a resolution.
Resolution.
Locked up for my life.
Life.
Restitution.
Restitution.
Throw a party on the top floor.
On the top floor.
Pour a little out for your homies. Go.
Go.
Kids up. Dancing. Supposed to be sleep.
Supposed to be sleep.
You got school tomorrow. Love both
people. Buy
for leave.
Buy for leave.
For playing with the
fam.
The CDF be the life.
Life.
You understand.
You understand.
Got red bottom. Bottom button down.
Button down.
Looking for my gas mask.
Mask.
Kinda loud.
Buy for leave.
Felicia.
For playing with the
fam.
Fam.
TDF be the life.
Life.
You understand.
You understand.
Music up. Red bottom. Bottom button down.
Button down.
Looking for my gas mask.
Mask.
Kinda
it's a
loud.
Celebration. Ain't no we outside. Dedicated to showing you how that Millie rock. Plenty shots. Happy New Year. We popping bottles. Turning up. Pulling up. Drink till we throwing up. Where you from? Rep, nigga, throw it up. You hit that money counter. Yeah, you know it's us.
See them scatter showers. Yeah, you know we throw it up. Money and the power make them really
one
fuck.
Make it rain. Now that's a free throw. Second change. I let that beat go. Don't cop. Nah, this ain't Kinko's. Trying to get a bigger bag. No repo.
Beat it up an hour out. Have a going nuts.
Going nuts.
Sorry, my bullet
power ain't enough.
Ain't enough.
Catch me right now. Me for what? Pardon me. I'm just trying to run it up.
Run it up.
Bye for leave.
Bye for leave.
For playing with the
fam.
The CDF be the life.
Life.
You understand.
You understand.
Red bottom. Bottom button down.
Button down.
For my gas mask.
Mask.
Felicia, Felicia, playing with the fam. TDF be the life.
You understand?
Music up red bottom, bottom button down,
button down.
Looking for my gas mask,
mask.
Kinda loud, kinda loud, kinda loud, kinda loud. Looking for my gas mask, kinda loud.
And we back. Go Fresh to Dine, C. Hicks, Miss Deidre Lachey, and our special guest, Full Spin. I was about to say I'm back, since C. Hicks be wanting to be smart and shit. But that record right there is Full Spin featuring 414 Jig, and that is TDF Life. The Dynasty family representing, and that record right there to me, that's one of the, when I said earlier, man, you got big records, that's like one of the biggest records in my opinion on the album, man. It's like that should be rocking out in clubs and on radio everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta definitely try hard to get that shit everywhere if possible.
Let me say this.
And see, though we already know that we don't, the thing about it is I wouldn't expect it to be there because it's not dumb. It's not stupid enough. You know what I mean? It's not dumb and stupid. So, you know, I don't play nothing that you could really rock to on the radio like that. You know what I mean?
Well,
so I think it's best you go
in.
Yeah, it's best you stay underground with us and we're going to rock that for life. You know what I'm saying? But if I ain't mistaken, though, you said, you know, we had a caller, you know what I mean? I wanted to holler at Full Spin, you know what I mean? Because I think right now we unscripting too full. He been like spinning too goddamn long, man. I'm dizzy as hell over here, you know what I mean? I ain't drinking nothing but water. Ice water, man. That shit crazy. And, you know, we ain't heard from Deirdre in a minute, you know what I mean? See, I got all scared.
I need to hear that. Well, I didn't say anything because I wanted to hear the diversity in all your songs. Plus, Doe was doing a good job taking the lead, okay? So I'll just be quiet. I ain't saying you were talking, though. I'm just saying I'll let you take the lead. But,
thank you.
The first thing I have to say is listening to it, because I'm not really big on new rap, because you can never understand what the heck they're saying, and I feel like it makes me stupid by the minute. So I have to say that I really enjoyed your music, because I could understand, I could hear what you were saying, and I actually felt a little enlightened, especially because I'm not a big rap person. Anyways, I didn't even know a rap even stood for until I met Doe and Carl.
Hold up.
All three songs.
Hold up. There's been disrespect has been, you know, we're not going to keep this disrespect. Who you say Doe and who?
And Carl.
No, Doe and C. Hicks. Doe and C. Hicks.
Oh.
I don't know who the fuck Carl is.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hicks.
Thank
when you,
you
in my inbox, it's okay to call you Carl. Now we on the radio, I can't even say your name. I see how it is.
Oh Lord. There they go.
Let me mute her.
That's the type of shit that made you say, yikes. But yeah, we got Mr. Imperial Real Rail, man. See, Hicks, if you want to go ahead and unscript him, he definitely got something he want to ask you, Force, man. You know, we support you at Black Law, man. 100. All right.
Real, unscript the Real. Holler at her.
What's good? What's good? Dope Fresh the Dunn. Carlton Hicks. and Mr. Lachey. What's going on with you?
What's good with it, family?
Hey, man, maintain it. Full stand, my guy in the building. Salute, what's going on, man?
What's going on? First of all, man, hey, listen. First of all, when you come on the radio, if you listen, you know the host. You come on here, you speak to the guest, and then you spread the love to the host. You know I had to mess with you, brother. You know I had to get you. You know
man.
I love you. What's going on
hey,
with
man,
you?
I just throw it around in the proper circle, man. You know, normally C. Hicks will interrupt me and say he got a brain injury. So, you know, I was looking for that to happen. The brief intermission in between, but you know, it's okay.
You
know, he's an inbox.
See, Hicks don't be letting y'all breathe. He be on y'all heels. He'll be playing.
See, Hicks is an inbox lurker. You just heard Deidre. He's an inbox lurker. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm
not.
They be doing videos. He be naked dancing for her in the video chat. But anyway.
Hold up. Did Don't tell you? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
We are scripted, baby. We are scripted out here. I don't know what they're talking about. We are scripted.
On some seriousness, first off, the full spin, I would like to say, man, thank you for the connection with Lucy, man. That turned out to be an amazing, amazing record on my upcoming album.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say thank you for that, first and foremost. And then, okay, I heard you talk about, the industry and, how they approach you. So if I'm an industry exec and I come to you and I say, Full Spin, sell me on why I should sign you and your label. Tell me why I should bring you into my company and feel like you can make me the kind of money that I'm already making myself.
I'm going to be completely 100 with you right now. If we in a real setting right now, you just said that to me at the place that I'm at in my life, where I'm at and where I've reached, not being egotistical, I'm just being real. And I know what I'm going to say, though to die, you're going to be able to identify with it because you're going to be able to understand it. So will Imperial Rail and so will see it. So if you came to me right
two
now.
Two out of three ain't bad.
And, if you came to me right now and said that, I would tell you this. I would ask you a question with a question. My question to you would be, why do I need to sign with you when I've made enough money off of the music that you might not want to be a part of to build a label and then a corporation and then a clothing line and some more coming?
Okay.
Why do I need
and
you?
And then guess what? Then my response would be because for the small market that you're in, I can make it 3-4 times bigger. So why do I really need you? Well, most of y'all probably don't even have your shit patented, and I can take it from you and make more money anyway. So now let's talk real business.
So then I'm going to say, you ask the two or three people that got kicked off of their lives for trying to play my music in the background and didn't have, they don't own the right. Why? Because all of my music is properly paperworked out. So I don't have no problems with my paperwork. So your next question would be,
my next question wouldn't even be a question. It'll be, young man, it should be properly taken care of. You're an artist. But
right.
What I'm saying is,
correct.
You're to me, you're mediocre and local. I'm talking international and global. What is it that you can bring to me that'll have me feel that you're marketable enough to take you global and internationally known, where Full Spin can be a worldwide and international name, not just some local shit right here in your little 4 or 5 states that know you.
And my answer to that would be, how do you know it's only 4 or 5 states? Did you check my screen,
Because my young man, and that would be a good question because 9 times out of 10, he would be, well, honestly, young man, I've done my research. I followed and I saw. I've waited for you and I gave you opportunity, and when you approach me, now I'm asking you, why should I bring you to my label? What do you bring to the table?
Full Spin. Can I please cut
yeah.
in? I, you know what I was.
No,
But you know what I'm doing? Listen, you know what I'm doing, though? You got to understand what me and Bo doing, though. This is a great segue. I love this. And let me tell you why I love this. Because this gift, the artists that don't know about this type of conversation, insight as to what could possibly happen to them down the road, whoever they may be. Might have to run into the situation. And what's crazy is I'm not telling you what I'm saying is the correct thing for you, because you may not be in the same scenario that I'm in. Right, exactly. I'm telling them in Imperial Realm, that's 100, because to somebody that is not at the level that I'm at, those questions would be difficult questions for them. They might not know how to answer them. You see what I'm saying? Which is good segue, because now they get to hear those different questions that might come at them, and they can be prepared for those type of questions if they do, you know, somebody do come at them that way. You see what I'm saying? Well, that's why I was that's why I said, Imperial, what would be your next question? You see what I'm saying?
Another thing is, if they didn't pay attention, another thing is, make sure that your music is properly copyrighted. Because if it's not properly copyrighted, guess what? They could swoop in, take your music and do what they want to do with it. So make sure that you handle your business.
Well, but let me tell y'all what with the key thing that y'all both left out, that where this conversation wouldn't even have got to where it was at. I would have told you, Real, I would have said, as soon as you said that mediocre and you only reach this many people, I would have said, well, look, you hollered at me. I didn't come to you begging for a deal. When you asked the question, you came to me. So, my nigga, you want to cut the check because you wouldn't even have came to me. You know what I'm saying? So you see what I can do. You see what I'm out here. You see I'm out here moving. You see Full Spins out here moving, and he's doing what he's doing. And it brought him on your radar. So, therefore, look, you either going to cut the check or you going to kick rocks, period. Cause I'm good. Full Spin's good, and I'm talking as if I'm Full Spin.
That was it. And that was all. That was the answer that was needed. That was it. And that was all. That's what I was looking for. You came to me.
Did you hear what I said? I said that in so many words when I said, "You must not have checked my streams lately." So you only see what I'm doing. You can't see the streams that I can see. You can't see the numbers that I can see. You only see what you're allowed to see. You see what I'm saying? You only see what I give access to. So, like, you can't see the fact that Killer Instinct done stream almost hundreds of thousands of times. You can't see that. You see what I'm saying? Can't see that. So all you can see is what I give you. So that's why I tell people all the time, you know, people try to, and I'm glad you said that, Real, because that brings me to my next point, is that, you know, if you're an artist, man, the one thing you always have to, you know, and I ain't even gonna say an artist, whatever your craft is, whether you, it don't matter, poet or whatever it is, you know, and you legit at it, and you doing numbers, if it involves numbers or whatever the case is, if it involves quote-unquote validation, you don't have to give anybody no validation for you. You understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, I say that to say this because there's a lot of artists that they'll post their numbers to show somebody else. Why? Who are they? Like, who are you showing it to? Why do those certain individuals need to see your numbers? Why is it important to them? They're nobody, really. Like, not nobody like that, but they're nobody in the profession that you're in. So you're showing them because what? You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me shows me, like, just being real, that to me shows me that you feel as though to yourself you need to show your numbers off, not what you really need to be showing your numbers or who you really need to be showing your numbers to. The only people you really need to be showing your numbers to, and the reason you're going to have to show your numbers is because that's the question they're going to ask you. Going back to what we were saying as far as somebody approaching you and you feel like it's a good situation, then at that point you need to have your numbers at your fingertips to be able to show them, to be able to get that deal that you so desperately want. You know what I mean? So
okay,
if you don't have those numbers, you know what I mean, that they're asking for, then that's another story. But my reason for bringing that up was, you know, a lot of people show their numbers and display their numbers and you know, and do all that. And I sit back and I go, like, okay, that's cool. You doing those numbers, that's cool. But, like, why do, like, certain people need to see your numbers? I'm not understanding that. Like, why do they need to see your number? Why do your Facebook friends need to see your number? Like, they
okay, because I'm gonna tell you why, Forrestan.
They can do nothing
because,
with their number. You know what I'm saying?
Because a lot of times, man, us as black people, man, we need, and not just even on music, but just in all aspects in life, people need to feel validated. And that's the reason why, you know, like, taking it to some street shit, like, niggas get robbed out here, it because niggas want to be like, okay, if you up, you up. If you know you up. If I got hella bands and I got money, but we feel the need, we want people to know, like, I'm the man out this motherfucker, man. Look at my whip, look at my chain, look at, you know what I'm saying, look at me. And then you bring a little negative attention, because you get the wrong motherfuckers looking at you. They looking at you like, oh yeah, nigga, this nigga fool, we gonna get this nigga, like, as soon as we catch him slipping, nigga, you know what I'm saying. And that's just what it is with all across the board. Now, on a lighter note, on some music shit, yeah, people like to show their numbers because it makes them feel, sometimes I feel like people are insecure in their music. Like, I know my shit's hot.
Right.
You know your shit's hot. Real know his shit's hot. Steve Hicks know his shit's hot. But it's like, it ain't nothing wrong with saying, like, if I show my numbers, it's a thank you to my fans. I might post my numbers once in the blue and say, hey, man, thank you, man. This song did way more numbers than I expected it to do. But
exactly.
I'm not doing it for no, you know, oh, look at me, nigga, I'm better than you because I got more numbers, like, and that's what niggas be on.
So here's my question, Forrestan. Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about cats inflating their numbers or buying plays at your study?
Why would you ask me a question like that, Real? Oh, my goodness.
You
oh,
got 3 minutes,
goodness,
though.
Man.
3 minutes.
Listen, man, to me, you should stop doing music. I'm just going to be real. Like, that means it's not for you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not for you. Like, if you have to inflate your numbers, depending on what your numbers is, like, say you got 300 views. That's 300 real views. But if you want to juice your numbers to try to be better than the next, because that's the only reason you're doing it, you're not juicing it for no other reason than that. So, like, you have to understand, if you juice your numbers, it's going to show. Because eventually, you're going to have to sell yourself. You understand what I'm saying? You have to really sell yourself. So, if you only have those 300 viewers, somebody will come along and tell you, okay, this is what I'm going to do. They might be tricking you because I've seen it done before. You know what I'm saying? One of my people did it to somebody. Whether right or it was wrong, I feel like that person had it coming to me, because eventually you was going to have to show that anyway. One of my people that's a promoter was like, look, I'm only going to do it to teach him a lesson. And I said, hey, he was like, don't tell him. I was like, all right, well. And my guy knew afterwards.
Full spin.
I felt like I was wrong. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Full spin. I'm not trying to cut you off, bro, but, man, we got 2 minutes left. So I want you to go ahead, man. It's been a great show. And see, this is why they be getting on me for talking, but it gets so good, you know what I'm saying, then before you know it, it's over.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we gotta get you to do your final shout outs, you know, and let people know where they can get that album or where they can find you at on social media.
And you can find me on all social media sites, Forrestan or Forrestan Entertainment. Just type up Forrestan Entertainment. It's that easy. You can find me anywhere on any social media site. You can go to any streaming outlet to get Killer Instinct, type of full spin, and it'll come up for you. It's just that simple.
All right, man. Want to do a shout-out to anybody? You got 30 seconds, really. Want to do a shout-out?
Listen, man, I just want to give a shout-out, you know, most importantly, to Unscripted Network. Again, man, I appreciate y'all, man, for round two. Hopefully I get to do this in the future, man, and, you know, y'all keep enjoying and keep supporting, man. I appreciate the love. I'm always going to reciprocate. And more importantly than that, shout out to all my fans that support the ones that support it. Now and the new ones that's going to come aboard, man. I just hope y'all enjoy what's coming. and be on the lookout for different things from the other artists, man. But until then, Unscripted Network, world, I appreciate y'all. Salute y'all for tuning in, man. Much love.
Hey, well, this last 10 seconds, man, we got to say, you know, to the new and improved Unscripted, you know, the brand new Doe Show, we up out of here. Doe Scripted. And we out.
Unscripted.